The Turkish president says Ankara won't back down from its offensive in northeastern Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the operation will continue no matter what anyone says until ultimate victory is achieved. Erdogan accused Kurdish forces of deliberately releasing Daesh prisoners held in the border town of Tal Abyad. His remarks come as American troops in northern Syria have been ordered to leave the country. Meanwhile, Syria says the country's army has entered the town of Manbij in northern Syria following an agreement with Kurdish forces. Western military alliance NATO has defended Ankara's offensive in Syria.
Turkey has legitimate security concerns. No other ally has suffered more terrorist attacks. No other ally is more exposed to the instability, violence and turmoil from the Middle East. And no other ally hosts so many refugees from Syria. Nevertheless, I expect Turkey to act with restraint and in coordination with other allies so that we can preserve the gains we have made against our common enemy, Daesh.
Germany and many
imminent concern is that captured terrorists must.
Yes, Stoltenberg, however, warned against the negative impacts of Turkey's offensive on the unity needed to fight Daesh. Russia has also reacted to Turkey's operation in Syria. Kremlin spokesman said that Russia will not welcome any action which disturbs the process of political solution in Syria or cause tensions in the Arab country. Dmitry Peskov's remarks come as the UN has announced a Turkish military offensive has displaced at least 160,000 civilians. Earlier, the European Union condemned Turkey's offensive in Syria, but stopped short of imposing an arms embargo, which France and Germany had sought. And we have breaking news coming in. You can see on the bottom of your screen there that according to Syrian media, that U.S. forces have transferred 50 wives of Daesh terrorists from a Syria base to northern Iraq. That is a huge concern from the international community that we may see the resurgence of a Daesh terrorists, many who are in prisons in Kurdish-controlled areas in northern Syria, some of whom wives are also in camps there, and some have actually escaped in the last few days as Kurds are battling a Turkish invasion or incursion onto Syrian soil. We'll keep you updated accordingly with respect to all these latest developments in northern Syria. Meanwhile, Press TV correspondent Muhammad Ali says Syrian army will soon safeguard the country's borders in the north in the face of Turkey's military operation there.
The SDF was able to retake control of the industrial zone of the area on the borderline between Syria and, of course, Turkey over there, following ferocious fighting in that particular part of the country in Hasakah's northern countryside. This is regarding the latest on the Turkish attacks, but Turkey continues to shell various parts of north and northeastern Syria. A lot of villages over there in that area are being the target of the Turkey-backed armed groups, Syrian armed groups, the so-called Syrian National Army, and also the Turkish forces themselves. However, there are no significant advances for the Turkish side yet reported on the ground over there. However, there is more and more civilians leaving their homes, their towns and villages, their apartments. The UN says over 130,000 people are displaced so far, and hundreds of thousands need humanitarian assistance. But perhaps now the most important development is about the Syrian army's deployment in the northern and northeastern part of Syria, following a deal between the Syria's Democratic Forces and the Syrian government.